Greet you all in Jesus' name this morning. Glad to be here. Glad for what we've already heard. I was encouraged with what we already have heard. Brother Andy earlier was talking about our insignificance. Now to think of how different that is compared to that of what the world says. The world says that we have to know our self-worth. We have to be somebody. We have to think that we are somebody. We have to promote ourselves. And I think of that, especially in the coming elections next year or so. You'll see a lot of people out there promoting themselves, saying who they are and why they're qualified and different positions they've held. And yet, who are we? Our self-worth is only found in the fact that God loves us and as we accept God's will for our lives. This morning I want to read out of Isaiah chapter 35. This is one of my favorite chapters, although Isaiah has many chapters that I could say are favorites of mine, and yet some of these word pictures, in many ways it's a little bit like Psalms, a lot of pictures that that words make as we read, we pictures that we can relate to. Now to think of that in relation to Psalms, Psalms 1 about how the tree planted by the river of water bringeth forth his fruit in his season. I always enjoy coming up here, being refreshed by those who, you could say, are trees here, those who are fruit. We enjoy the shade, the refreshment that we find here. And I want to encourage you to continue seeking God, following God. And I think there's different ones. All of us who have at some time in our lives and many maybe even in the midst of hard times and in the midst of trials, situations that we would not choose for ourselves, and yet sometimes we face discouragement in those situations. And yet those are the things that bring forth fruit in our lives many times. Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as in hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and an highway shall be there, and a way, it shall be called a way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We are rejoicing this morning think this is talking about the church age, the coming of the kingdom of God. I had to think of that place in Daniel, I think Daniel 2, where it talks about a rock being cut out of a hill and coming down and knocking out the knocking over the kingdom of this earth. Talking about the kingdom of God. The church age. We remember Jesus spoke many times about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God coming. The kingdom of God being here. The kingdom of God being within us. I had to think about, here it talks in the first couple of verses about the wilderness, desert. When I think of that, I think of the children of Israel going through the desert, through the wilderness. And that's kind of a type of our life, our walk of through this life, through our slot of time here, our time of proving, going through the wilderness. And yet, here we see, first couple of verses, how the wilderness and the desert can rejoice, they can bloom, they can, it becomes a fruitful place. I had to think, in Acts 8, it talks about how Philip went to speak, preach Christ. I think it was in Samaria. And a couple of verses later, it says that the whole city rejoiced. And that's what God does for us in our lives as we come to Him and as we follow Him and seek Him. It brings rejoicing. You know, we find, as we look at children of Israel going through the wilderness, we see that there were times when they did not rejoice. There were times when they were complained and murmured. And yet, they would have not had to. They were taken care of. They were supplied. And we find that in our lives too. Times when we're not sure what's going to happen. Times when we become discouraged. Times when we can't see very far ahead, we are not sure what's going to happen. And it's easy to maybe become discouraged, maybe to complain, maybe to murmur. But in Corinthians it talks about how those things were written for our in samples to us so that we would not make the same mistake that they did. So I want to encourage us this morning that we look to God, that we continue to seek after Him, knowing that God will take care of us through our journey through this wilderness. We see that in verse 5, 6, it talks about the eyes of the blind, ears of the deaf, the lame man. We've seen all that happen when Jesus came on earth. We had an example of that. And Andy read that this morning, how He opened the eyes of the blind. That all happened when Jesus came. And it continues to happen today in a spiritual sense. We know that we were blind, that we were deaf, we were in need of many things. And yet, when God came, when we allowed God to change our lives, then things changed. We could see. I had to think of that. As we seek Him, He opens our eyes, He opens our ears. He makes so we can walk through this life in a way that is enjoyable, you could say, maybe, or in a way that we don't have to dread. And I think of the way the world is. You could say the world is going back into the dark ages. We see that as in the way that they think, in the way the reasoning is taking them away from the truth and away from God. And the further they get away from the truth and God, the more dark we can see that they can't reason or think in a right way. And man left to himself brings destruction. And we see that they are going for self-destruction. And the many things that they promote in the way that they reason things. And so let's remember that. Sometimes we hear new things and we see new things and we become enthralled by them. We become excited about them. And I think of that sometimes as maybe walking in the desert. They say sometimes you see mirages out there. You see something that looks like what you want, but it's not real. And as we walk through this life, there's many things out there that are not what they seem to be. We want to be careful about those things. But Jesus is one thing that is real in life, and that is He's the one that who brings joy and happiness. He's the one that fulfills our life. He's the one that takes care of the thirst that we have in our lives. Verse 7, it talks, 6 and 7, it's, 6 it says, for in the wilderness shall water break out and streams in the desert. Verse 7, a parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. That to me is a picture of what our lives can be walking through this life. I've experienced that in lives as I've related to others. They've refreshed me by their stand, by their faithfulness to God. Coming up here is a blessing, and seeing these things, the fruitfulness. I had to think of how water brings fruitfulness into our lives. And we could, the New Testament, different places there, talks about how the Word of God is like water. And the Word of God brings fruitfulness to your life, to my life, as we look into it and as we allow it to apply it to our lives, allow it to become part of our lives in a practical way. It produces fruitfulness. Without it, we dry up. We eventually become, like it says in Psalms 1, like a chaff which wind bloweth away. But the Word of God brings fruitfulness. It's like water in the desert, in the wilderness. And also here it says, talks about a highway in verse 8, the way of holiness. We know that another verse says that without holiness, no one will see God. Holiness is directing our way into God's way. It says the unclean shall not pass over it. And then also it talks about, in verse 9, about lions or wolves, beasts that are there to destroy. There's none there on that way. I think of the picture there of Jesus being the good shepherd, keeping those things out of our lives. And then verse 10, it talks about everlasting joy, about eternal gladness, no more sorrow, no more sighing. That's when our, in the end, when if we're faithful, we will come into Zion, into our everlasting rest, where many that were here a number of years back have already gone. And we trust that we also will go there. That's all I have for this morning. Let's kneel for prayer.